This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. So we said that there are three things that started from last week that you must consistently do. You must ceaselessly engage. Endlessly, you must do them without stopping. And then we read the word of God. It says, rejoice forevermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So it says, quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. The thing that you must do continually, an attitude that is coming out from the attributes of the DNA of God that is in you. An attitude of rejoicing. They rejoice forevermore. Not just rejoice, rejoice there. Forevermore. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice. Just keep rejoicing. Don't stop rejoicing. Even when I've been persecuted, rejoice. For the spirit of Christ and glory rest upon thee. That's what the scripture says. When you are afflicted, when you suffer persecution, persecuting you for your faith, don't carry a long face. Just rejoice. The word joys, you say this is the joys, it means joy, right? All right? So joys is joy. That's what it means. So when it says we rejoice, it's like rewinding it. It'll replay it. Again and 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 again forevermore. So your giving of thanks should never stop. Hallelujah. You should give thanks and rejoice. That attribute, listen, that attitude must never stop. When things are good, rejoice. When things are not good, rejoice. When it's favorable, rejoice. When it's unfavorable, rejoice. When it's convenient, rejoice. When it's not convenient, rejoice. To rejoice. You know, sometimes when you listen to some of this, I was telling, what's his name again? Steve Crown. When I heard that, Holy Spirit, I played it. When I played, one time I kept it on permanent replay. That's what it means. So you begin to joy, rejoice. Don't stop rejoicing. Giving thanks always. When it's good, give thanks. When it's, in quote, bad, so to speak, give thanks. This is the will of Jesus, of God, concerning you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know what Abraham did? When Abraham received the promises, Abraham taught us what to do. Hallelujah. So we give thanks. See what Abraham did. Romans chapter 4 from verse 20. After God had released the promises, and he was just waiting first year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, what was Abraham doing that these promises came to pass? Abraham is a type. You can type him, you can say, oh, because Abraham was not born of the Holy Ghost. So the Bible says, look unto the rocks from whence ye were hewn, look into the pit of the hole from whence ye were or digged, as the King James Version says. Look unto Abraham thy fathers and Sarah thy mother. Say, him alone have I called and blessed. You want to see what God can do with a mere man, an organic man that was not born by immaculate conception. Look unto Abraham. It's a type. See what Abraham did. If you do what Abraham did, you get the same results. And see what it says here. Bible says that, verse 20, start from verse 19, says, and Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Have you seen it there? So he did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb, or even the deadness of his own body. Because at 100 years, all the hormones and all the hormonal faculties in him will have waned. I was telling one of our brothers, I said, you now, you just like to do that thing with your wife every time, do. Very soon, 100 years, you'll be doing like this. You can't do it. Your wife, I want to marry. I marry. You do first one, first child, second one. You know, just continue. By 70, 80, see me and see you. That's what happened. All desires gone. Even Abraham was saying, will I still have desire? Because our God is also a God of biology. This is what people don't understand. It's God that has put also all those hormones inside of you. You know, so all those hormones are reacting. When you are growing up, don't say it's the devil, it's the God. It's God. It's God. When you enter into puberty, you know what usually happens? That's when guys get excited. Hey, see, even sister, say, I like her, she's beautiful. You have a boyfriend. So that's what is exciting them. Who is she going out with? She fell in love with that brother. Is this that? That was just, everything is just working. It's according to life cycle. You just think about it. If God were to withdraw those desires and those hormonal tendencies, that would be the end of creation. We will not see dog. We will not see bat. We will not see human being. You won't see anything. Everything, that would be the end of the world. Isn't it so? If God said, okay, I'm withdrawing all the desires and I'm dealing with all this, you wouldn't even see no birds, no fly, no mosquitoes, no snakes. Everything gone. It will be the end of creation. So your God is a God of biology. He's the one who has put all those things inside. But now you now have to have possession over those things. Bible says that you might learn how to possess a vessel in honor. So you put it under control. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. So it was dead. No desires again. But Bible says about Abraham in his heart, he considered not the deadness. He said, it's dead. I'm dead, but this is not what I'm seeing. I don't regard the deadness of your body. I don't regard the deadness of my body. So he was making an attempt. And every time he would make an attempt, Isaac was not conceived of the Holy Spirit. It was this man that conceived him at that age when everything was dead. So see what he did here. And that gave him power and caused the word of God to come to pass in his life. Praise the Lord. So let's go ahead and read. And being not weak in faith, how was he strong in faith? We'll see it now. So he did not consider. So please, don't consider that situation as that situation is dead. If God has spoken it, just keep moving. You don't have the money. You don't have the capacity. You can think. You don't even feel that way. Just keep moving. Abraham just kept moving. Say, where is Sarah? Tonight is the night of... He just kept moving. I don't feel anything. I just do it. You don't have to feel to do. Isn't it so? Once God has spoken, just do. Talk. I like the good, bad, and the ugly. Remember when I met that man? Wah. If you want to shoot, don't talk. Papa, I just killed him. He's not talking too much. If you want to shoot, don't talk. How many of us remember? From today, start shooting in Jesus' mighty name. I see you moving forward in the precious name. Listen, every step you take will produce results in Jesus' mighty name. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a very big amen to that. That business is not dead. Move in the precious name of Jesus. I say that idea is not impossible. Move in the precious name of Jesus. Your health shall be restored. Move in the precious name of Jesus. That ministry is achievable. Move in the precious name of Jesus. That project, be it marital project or otherwise, move in the precious name of Jesus. Do something. So, what was he doing? Bible says, verse 20. So he said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. How was he strong in faith?
giving glory to God. Have you seen that? So he was strong in faith. How was he strong in faith? Giving glory to God, that he who has spoken, let's complete it. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. So between the time of promise and performance, what was Abraham doing? He was just thanking God, giving glory. Abraham, that issue was settled. If you pray and the issue is settled, don't go Baba looking for every answer. What are you shaking for? Shake. Like rattlesnake. You go, shake here. You are here. You are there. This program. Pastor, entertain that program. No, God has settled it. Just keep giving him thanks. That's why I like that drama. Wonderful. Just giving glory to him. Giving glory. So just keep giving glory. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Then we'll talk about pre-winter season. Let me just give this one, and then second service we'll go in depth into it. So we said three things. We said number one is what? Thanksgiving. Number two is what? Prayers. We continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Bible says, pray without, just forevermore. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray, don't stop praying until it happens. Amen. See what happened to James. They took James, Herod, vexed certain of the church. You can put it on the screen, Acts chapter 6. He did that. Church did not pray. And then he went and then took James and then kept him in prison. No, Peter. He killed James, the brother of John. Do you know what it means for you to kill an apostle? So he killed him. Please, the Jews went and then got Peter. Church was not praying. When he was harassing them, they did not pray. When he picked James, the church did not pray. So the Bible says that he killed him with the sword. The sword means it was a violent death. Violent. No respect for. No respect at all. He disrespected him. Violently. Killed him with the sword. Bam. And then he went and then picked Peter. And the Bible says, you can put it on the screen. It says, and then the church prayed without ceasing. The church prayed without ceasing. They kept on praying. And then deliverance came for Peter. Just imagine if the church had been praying without ceasing for James. James wouldn't have died. That project wouldn't have died. You have to pray continually. Pray without ceasing. And then the last thing here, which we'll do now, and then the second service will expand more on it. So the first thing is what? The things you do continually, what? Thanksgiving. The next thing is what? And then the last one is what? Last one. What you should do. Praise the Lord. The last one, third one, is for you to free, to have a conscience that is free from offense towards man and also towards God. A conscience free from offense towards man and towards God. Acts 24 from verse 16. And herein do I exercise myself. Another version says, I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. Herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and also toward man. Have you seen it there? So at every point in time when you check yourself, you know, your conscience needs to be completely clear, to be free from offense towards God and towards man. Many of us are offended even by our country. Please, let your country go. Many of us are offended. No, it's a serious thing. Come on. You see, if you want your miracle to come, well, in second service, you see the power of conscience. I'll be sharing that. You cannot move past where you are. I want you to notice people who are holding even the country in offense. They don't move because they're always complaining. They don't say any good thing. When they get out in the morning, I have an uncle that way, one of my uncles. When they sit down, they will buy paper. How will be? This country itself. And the guy has been doing this thing since when I was, and he's still doing it now. And honestly, his life has not really changed. You will gather. You only lost friends who will come and destroy the country. These are people who gathered.
listen again. In fact, this country is very useless. We are thus offended. Let it go. Good. A conscience has to free. Your wife has offended you. Let her go. There's a guy in Area 8 some years ago, one woman. Husband offended her. She was carrying this offense until she had cancer. Now, listen to this. She was, I'm telling you the truth. This is not story. You know, I don't tell stories here. Near 8. This woman was on a sick bed. We don't know what must have happened. Either the guy had an illicit affair with her friend or something. I don't know what it was. Something like that. This woman was dying and she was sick. Somebody who is dying already. She was still cursing this man. She refused to let that offense go until she died in her offense. The Bible says offenses will come. This Jesus has said so. But woe is he who is a child of offenses. The Bible says woe is mean is cursed. The person who is bringing that offense to you, that person is empowered to fail. But that offenses will not come. Offenses will come. You don't have a full control of what happens out there. Sometimes we pray, you can control. You can see what the sister, many times we prayed. This morning I shared about my son, how it's healing in this church, right there. Till today, how many years? The healing is still very permanent. But sometimes we pray, nothing happens. Offenses, she didn't let go. At the point of death, offenses will come. So, I don't have full control of what happens there. I have full control of what happens here. Am I person? That's what I'm saying. You might not be able to control fully what is happening out there, but what is here is under your control. So, you have to let it go. Some of us are offended by our husband. Offended with our bosses. So, you need to have a conscience free of offense. Time to come through envy and strife. Let it go. Let it go. If your conscience pricks you, go and meet that person. Listen, there's one time we had what I call a collective testimony. It was a collective deliverance. The church was just, we're just going at that time. I don't know how many of us remember that prayer. It was in the morning. We had maybe about 3 or 4 hours of prayers in the church office. I don't know if you remember that church office. Then the word of God came, you know, and said, people are harboring offenses towards their parents. Their people have offended. You just go and call them and settle things. From that service, people started calling. From that prayer meeting, went and just started calling. So they called and they were calling. And parents and children, fathers and their wives, phone and called. Listen, we had what is called a collective healing. Testimony started springing forth. Why? Because it brings about harmony. Harmony. It brings about alignment. I won't let it go. What you are thinking is a very big deal right now. At the point of death, you discover that it's no big thing. You are holding something. I won't let it go. The person dies. I will not let it go. Over there, but you too, you now die. Vanity. Those days, I remember one of our, when we were in school, there's a girl that got pregnant. That time, getting pregnant in school was not an easy thing. Not now that they have baby mamas. That some people even like it. I want to be a baby mama. That time, baby mama, it was a taboo. So, she got pregnant in school. All the school were seeing her. Everybody thought the thing was so bad. After many years now, we have stories of people whose that baby has now become the savior of the family, a doctor, and a pastor. So what people consider was very bad at that time now became good. So at the end of it, don't just consider and say you cannot forgive. Because what you think is so bad, you can't forgive right now. At the end of age, it's nothing. Oh, is somebody hearing me this morning? I say, is somebody hearing me this morning? We continue this second service. Have you been blessed this morning? Don't miss second service in Jesus' mighty name.
And God Almighty will bless us in the precious name of, because God is set to do good things. I'm telling you the truth by the power of His word. My God, you are finishing this year on a high note. Can I hear a very big amen to that? Can I hear a very big amen to that? So begin to forgive offenses towards man. Second time we talk about offenses towards man and towards God. You understand what it means? God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. If you are here this morning, you don't know Jesus, you are not born again, and you say you want to experience it, and say, I want this pastor to pray for me. Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I want to know Jesus personally. Wherever you are, just wave your hands. You want to give your life to Jesus this morning? Wave your hands wherever you are. We have some people upstairs. Wave your hands. I want to say, I want to give my life to Jesus. There's a card that will be given to you. Just wave your hands. I want to submit to His Lordship. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you. So, let's bow down and pray. Just speak to God for a moment and begin to engage the word of God. Begin to respond in this moment in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your holy name.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.